greetings, everybody. Welcome to Paul Lisnick Behind the Curtain. Well, all you have to do is listen to a few seconds of that music, and you know exactly what you're listening to. Yes, the incredible show Jersey Boys, based on the life of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, is coming back to Chicago, playing May 3rd through the 8th at the Cadillac Palace Theater. It has come to town from time to time, and for good reason, because people love to see it over and over again. Joining me now is the actor who plays Frankie Valli. John Hacker is with me. John, thanks for being with me. Appreciate it.
Hey, thank you so much. Thanks for having me. We're super excited to come back to Chicago with Jersey Boys, for sure.
It's a great time. Of course, you're not new to the cast, because you actually, am I right, you were part of the closing cast on Broadway when the show closed, and then you moved on with the production from there.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So I started with the show in 2016, actually right before the show closed. My first Frankie Valli was Dominic Scaglione, who actually played there. I think he was one of the first Frankies in Chicago, actually, which is pretty cool. But yeah, so I started with the show on Broadway and moved to when they moved the show from Broadway to off-Broadway, and they asked me to come play Frankie on tour, and here I am bringing Jersey Boys across the country.
Yeah. I got to ask you, what is it about this, the magic of this music that just keeps it going? People don't get tired of it. We love hearing the story over and over again. What do you think it is about Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons that just keeps people enthralled through the decades?
You know, the music, I think, brings everyone back to that certain time in their life, and it brings so much nostalgia out in people. But also, I think people pass that nostalgia on to their kids and their grandkids. And that's why, because these relationships in this show, they're timeless. Like, you have that friend who you have a fight with, and you come back to them, and you have that marriage. The relationships in the show are, I think, amazing, and people always relate to it. So I think it's a mix of that nostalgia mixed with the great writing of Marshall Brickman and Rick Ellis to bring these relationships to life and really show these guys in a great light. And it's, that I think people just love it.
You mentioned that you were, that Dominic was your first Frankie Valli. So you were, and I know you played Joey in the show, but were you in the past, were you playing one of the other main four besides Frankie?
No. So I started the show and I was the understudy for Frankie Valli, and I played Joe Pesci in the show. So that was my first go at it. And I was understudying Dominic at the time, and I got to go on a couple of times when he had a vacation or something. So it was pretty great. Yeah.
Or when you were able to, like, catch his hand in a doorway so he couldn't go on that night or something like that.
Yeah, right, exactly.
We know those little understudy tricks. We know all about those. So, and let me ask you, everybody, listen, in the early days when Jersey Boys first came through, I love talking to everybody about, meeting Frankie Valli and did they and whatever. And they talked about what a critical part he played in all of it. So we fast forward now a few years as you come into the show. So what about Frankie Valli? Was he there? Was he part of signing off on your casting?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Frankie always has a hand in the casting. I mean, that's what's so amazing and so great about him and Bob Gaudio both. They both still have a hand, and they want to see the guys because we don't take that lightly. We don't take this responsibility lightly, playing these guys, I mean, who are still alive and still out there doing it. So I think they want to see these guys that, pay them justice, So they absolutely sign off on us, and They still have a hand in it. They're wonderful, wonderful part of the show still.
When I look at your career, you've been in Newsies and Les Mis, Next to Normal. So you've had your share of creating characters on stage, which are fictional perhaps, and or maybe based on somebody in the past. But this is different because this isn't like a play where we're doing a historical figure, but they're gone. I mean, Frankie Valli literally could be in the audience any night you take the stage, including here in Chicago. So what kind of pressure does that create, knowing not only that you have to create this person, this live person that everybody's very familiar with,
absolutely,
but he's still around to say, and let me give you a few tips, John.
Absolutely. No, like I said, I mean, it is daunting. When I first joined the show, it was a daunting task, really. But, watching his things and watching the way he performs, I love it. And I love trying to get every detail of the way he performs and the way he sounds and his music. And that's what I think is my responsibility. And that's the responsibility that I take the stage every night. I want to make sure everyone sees Frankie Valli on stage. I don't want them to see John Hacker. I want them to see Frankie. And I think Frankie would come to the show, and I think he'd say, okay, that's what I want, because he cultivates that and he signs off on it. So I think, But yeah, it's something that I love doing, and I love stepping in his shoes every night. It's going through his story. It's amazing. It really is. He's had a great life. But
were you a fan of the Four Seasons growing up? I mean, did you know their music, or is it something that, you know, because you're younger than me, so I grew up with this stuff. When did you become familiar with it?
Well, I get that question a lot, actually, and I attest that to my parents, because my parents raised me on this kind of music, like the Motown, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, the Beach Boys, the Beatles. So I was, growing up, I was a huge fan. I always wanted to sound like Brian Wilson and Frankie Valli. I always, when I was just a kid singer, singing rock and roll music, I wanted to sound like that. So I've tried to emulate his sound for a long time, and it's, you know, when I found out, you know, and I wanted to be an actor, so when I found out, you know, there's a show that combines both, I was, you know, over the floor. It's been a dream role of mine for such a long time. So it's, yeah, I've grew up on this music, and it's really special. I mean, my parents, one of their songs, you know, they would dance during their wedding was "Can't Take My Eyes Off You." So it has a special place, you know, in my heart for sure.
From Sherry, "Walk Like a Man," "Big Girls Don't Cry," you get that amazing "Can't Take My Eyes Off of You" moment, and "Oh What a Night." Just, what do you get from you? You know, you're traveling the country doing this, and you know, what sense do you get? I mean, obviously, the audience is waiting for certain songs. We want to hear many of the ones I just said, and we wait for those harmonies and those notes, and we get them. Do audiences go crazy every night, and do you even care anymore, or do you go, here we go again, yes, it's Sherry, you'll get over it, you know?
Oh, my gosh. Well, to answer your first question, yes. I mean, they still go crazy, which is a testament to their music and this show. I mean, it's been around since 2006, and the fact that we still, you know, come into places like Denver and they go crazy after you sing Sherry, I mean, and "Can't Take My Eyes Off You" is another one of those moments. But, you know, I think that's what people come to do, and that's what they really love about this show, you know what I mean? And, yeah, it's a blessing to be back on the road doing this. It's great.
Well, we had the first team came through in the first Jersey Boys. We actually did something. We did my show with them, but we did it live on stage for a show I do called Backstage. And they taught me that dance that I don't know if there's a name for it, and maybe I shouldn't call it a dance. It's sort of the steps, that little step up and down thing you have to do with your legs. It's a very Four Seasons thing. You know what I'm talking about?
Right? Oh, yeah, the walk. Yeah, we call it the "Walk Like a Man" step. That's, I think.
Oh, there you go. It's the walk like. You know, that is actually a lot harder than it looks. I mean, maybe I'm stupid, but I mean, they did teach it to me, Drew Gehling and some of the folks who were in that cast, but man, I was a tough learner.
Yeah, but that choreography, you know, that people say that all the time. It's the choreography. It looks easy to do, but really it's not easy to do. That's Sergio Trujillo. That's his choreography, man. He makes it look cool, and he fits it to fit these guys to make them look strong and awesome. Yeah, now that step is, it's not as easy as it looks, but it's iconic, and yeah. Oh, yeah. But I think he did it great.
Exactly right. You know, when you met Frankie, you know, did you, obviously it was a chance that, you know, yes, he's testing you out and stuff, but because you grew up the way you did with your parents, did you have any questions for him? You'd say, "Mr. Valli, well, first of all, I don't know if you call him Frankie or Mr. Valli. I don't know. You can let me know. But which was it? Was it Mr. Valli?
It's Mr. Valli, really. I mean, that's what I try to call him. You know, I'm not coming up and be like, "Hey, Frankie," but I mean, when I met Frankie, I mean, I was so nervous, and I didn't even have the nerve to really ask him those questions. He came up, and he just asks us how the show's going and how rehearsals, and if you, you know, were like in New York, you know, he'll honestly just make small talk, and his presence enough is to make everyone just kind of be like, okay, this guy's, he's seen some stuff. So, you know, it was just nerves, honestly, when the first time I met him. So,
as you learned about his life and you go through it, I mean, listen, for people who haven't seen the show, I'm not going to ruin anything, but, you know, he has some tragic moments in his life. This is not the easiest. It's not like he wakes up one day and he becomes Frankie Valli.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, well, that's what I was saying before. You know, he's had a great life, but it's been a hard life. You know, all of these guys, they've been through some tragic events. I mean, deaths and, you know, divorces and over, and, you know, it's a heavy toll to take on a person. And yeah, that's what I mean by, like, his life was great, but also hard at the same time, you know?
Now, have you appeared in Chicago before? Not in the show, obviously, but have you performed here?
Yes, actually, when you mentioned Newsies, I came through with Newsies in Chicago, around 2014. Yeah. So we were performing there. Yeah.
So you understand the sophistication and the quality, and I'm really not kidding about this, but of the Chicago audience. I mean, everybody, you know, when I do my backstage show or whatever, every director, everybody, you know, we just had Paradise Square came here before it went to Broadway. And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, and Moulin Rouge starting its national tour here. I mean, producers will tell me that they always want to come to Chicago because, unlike New York, and everybody loves New York, but you have tourists, you have a very different flavor here. Chicago audiences get theater. Did you find that to be the case in Newsies? And I imagine you're looking for that again here during Jersey Boys. We know our stuff.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you hit the nail on the head, like exactly what you said. I mean, Chicago audiences, I think of Chicago being as one of the main theater towns. I mean, just up there with New York, you know, just because I know a bunch of people that I've graduated with that went straight to the Chicago theater scene. And I think it's true. And the testament is why all these Broadway shows go and try out these shows there. And yeah, the audiences, they're really smart and they get it. And I think it's a great test for, you know, any show to come in there. And I think our show, you know, stands the test of time. And I think people are just going to still just love it to death, honestly.
And where are you coming to Chicago from? A lot of shows have been in Minneapolis and then they come here. Is that where you are?
Actually, right now we are doing a little tour of like Ohio, and we're going down in Durham, North Carolina this weekend. We come from North Carolina to Chicago, actually, so we're making quite the jump. But we're excited to be there. We'll be there for a week. So,
and do you spend a lot of time socializing with the other, you know, they call them Jersey Boys or Four Seasons, but you know, you guys obviously have to become very close. You need a camaraderie between the four of you to make this work.
Oh yeah, and that is the comment that I've gotten the most this season is the group of guys that we have. We have a chemistry unlike I've had with any other guys that I've done the show with. We have just clicked on levels of we became instant friends when we started rehearsals. One of the guy that plays Bob Gaudio, Eric Chambliss, I did it with him the last tour that we did, but the other guys were new, but we brought them in with open arms, and we have a great chemistry, and I've heard that from people, from audiences. They're saying you guys just look like you really like each other up on stage, and you see those relationships, and it breaks your heart when they leave, you know what I mean? And spoiler alert, but you know,
right.
That's what I think keeps this show going is the group of four guys and the chemistry they have. So I think we have that, and you're absolutely right. It's all about them.
And I know you're married and whatever. I mean, does your wife Taryn, is she with you? Does she travel with you, or there's a home base? How tough is the life on the road, or is it a fun life because you guys maybe are spend some time together?
Well, I mean, it's a little bit of both. You know, my wife Taryn actually travels with me, and she is, you know, a part of my daily tour life. It's something that makes me happy and healthy on the road. And you know, we do have great times, you know, here on the road. But you know, traveling is tough, doing the show is tough. But I mean, we love it. We genuinely love life on the road, and we love seeing all the different cultures around the United States. And we even went down to Mexico last season. So we love bringing it and seeing all these different places. It's been amazing, honestly. But there's tough days too, you know.
and when you get here, I got to ask, because, you know, where are you going for pizza? I mean, I'm a Blue Mail Natties guy, but where are you going to take everybody, John?
I mean, that's exactly where I'm going. I mean, I've asked to Eric Chambliss. He's from the Chicago area, and that's where he's like, we got to go to Illuminati. Like, we got to go there. Like, that's the place we got to go. So,
and you know that down the street is Garrett's Popcorn with the caramel corn cheese corn mix, right?
Oh, man, that's what, you know, my wife's here, and that's what one of her favorite things. So I think she's more excited for the Garrett's Popcorn than anything else. Yeah, that's definitely what we got to get.
I just got to make sure everybody
catch the Cubs game, too.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, if you get time, exactly. And or go see your former Jersey Boy colleague, Michael Cuneo. He's playing in Teatro Zanzani, which is also
absolutely
just...
I got to check that out.
Street. You got it. Well, I just want to encourage everybody to check out the Jersey Boys May 3rd through 8th. That's a short run, man. Is it short everywhere you go? We're only getting you for like 5 days.
I know. I wish we were there a little bit longer, but that's how these tours have been going. You know, Jersey Boys has been around for a long time, so that's what we're doing now. We're doing these week sit-downs instead of, like, the month. I wish we were there for longer, but, yeah, unfortunately, just there for a week. Maybe longer next time.
All right. Well, Cadillac Palace Theater, which is just an amazing theater. I can't wait to watch it, man. It's one of my favorite shows, and I love that role, and I have no doubt you are going to be the best Frankie Valli I've ever seen. So welcome back to Chicago. My best to Taryn. Get a dog and enjoy yourself with Jersey Boys here in Chicago. Everybody can get tickets at BroadwayInChicago.com. Don't miss it. You only got 5 days, May 3rd through May 8th. Thank you, John Hacker.
Thank you so much.
Well, if you want to know more about what we've talked about here, follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at Paul Lisnek. That's PaulLisnek. And I'd love to hear your comments or topic suggestions for future podcasts. You can also go to my website, paullisnek.tv. And hey, don't forget to hit subscribe on WGN Plus and iTunes. And tune in each week to hear more insider scoop coming to you from behind the curtain.